What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise, and today's episode is all about financing. So offering financing on your dropship e-commerce store is a really good idea, especially if you sell high-ticket items, because a lot of customers won't have the money or won't want to be spending that money the exact time that they want to buy the product, right? So if you offer financing options, then that person's a lot more likely to have a better way to check out and to save themselves from having to spend that cash or put it on their credit card and pay it off in 30 days. Instead, they'll have 6 months, 9 months, a year, maybe 2 or 3 years to pay it off. And the monthly payments can be under $100, which means that for them, it's practically like, you know, just adding on another little bill to them, to their life or something like that. Whereas they can get that product that they really, 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 really want, right? It's from your store. So adding financing is a pretty simple thing. There's a couple of options that I use nowadays. And the first one is PayPal. Now, PayPal is interesting because you actually have to have the customer sign up for it outside of your store. They can't sign up through it through the checkout process. So it's a little bit clumsy in the way that it's set up and integrated with your Shopify store or other, you know, e-commerce storefront. And you have to let the customer know that. And you probably should give them a link as well. And that whole process takes them off your website. And so bringing them back is a little bit more painful later on. At any rate, PayPal does offer a 6 month 0% financing program that doesn't cost you as a vendor anything extra. So definitely consider adding some banners to your website from PayPal. And if you just go and type into Google, you know, PayPal financing banners, you'll find a link to where you can log into your PayPal account and get those financing banner codes. And then add them to your product page, add them to your collections pages, add them to blog posts, add them to sidebars, add them to footers, headers, whatever. Put it all over the place, right? Because the more that your customer knows that you offer financing, the more likely they are to put themselves through the checkout process. So another great financing option you can offer your customers is Klarna. And I'm using Klarna now because they're really easy to integrate and they have some great automation tools set up. Klarna also actually integrates themselves with your Shopify checkout. So when you have the customer go to checkout, they can choose as a payment method Klarna. And then right there, they'll be applying for Klarna in a little pop-up. And then they'll get approved or not. And then if they get approved, they can go ahead and complete their purchase. And the purchase is then put onto the Klarna account. You as the vendor, you get paid out right away, and Klarna, they just take a little bit of an extra fee than you normally would pay through PayPal. Usually it's close to like 1%. And Klarna does their own fraud prevention as well, so you don't need to pay anything extra for any other fraud prevention apps. And Klarna will pay you out a little bit later than other apps, than the other merchant processing programs will. Instead of 3 to 4 days, you'll get it in like 5 to 7 days. But that's about it. And so you get to reach out to a much larger customer base as far as demographics go. And the people will really like it because Klarna is easy to deal with and easy to understand. So I definitely recommend signing them up. Now, when you go to set up Klarna, there's a whole setup process. You gotta talk to them, you gotta apply, and then they have to approve you. You have to make some adjustments to your privacy policy usually. And then once you get set up with Klarna, it's really simple to install. They have a whole integration service for you. They'll do the integration for you into the checkout. And then they'll give you some code. And if you're a coder, you can add that code to the product page and it'll show the customer how much the financing is at per the product price. So if the product costs $2,000, it's around $100 a month or something like that. Then there's code that will show up below the price that says, you know, as low as this much per month, and then they can click on it and there's a little pop-up and that shows the Klarna financing information on that particular product. So that's really cool. You can also have that same code added into the cart page, which is really good, and you should remind them, of course, of the amount that they would be paying per month if they were to add their entire cart to their purchase in case they got more than just the one product, but they got accessories as well. And that's a really good idea too. And then in checkout, of course, they have the option to slice it with Klarna. That's what they call it, slicing it with Klarna. And so it's really good, easy system to follow. Again, you wanna definitely add banners all over your website, your homepage. You wanna add it to any of your informational pages, to any of your blog posts, definitely to all of your collection sidebars. And you can do this just by adding them into the Liquid templates in Shopify. You don't have to add it one at a time. Just go into the theme settings and go into edit the code and go to the Liquid page templates and you can find the appropriate spot to add the code into. And you can actually put the code right in there. It'll show up on every single page as a banner. You can do it on the sidebars as well, and I highly recommend doing that. And then, of course, put some emails into your autoresponders that talks about financing, and then go over and adjust your Facebook advertising and your remarketing to talk about the financing as well. Because financing is a big deal, depending on the niche. Some niches, you know, people just have cash to blow, and, you know, it's more like toys, whereas some niches, they don't, you know, the demographics show that they don't necessarily have a ton of cash to blow, and they are relying on financing a lot of the times to get these products that you sell. So definitely do your research. I highly recommend checking out Facebook Audience Insights in their demographics section of how much people make. I recently found out that one of the niches I sell in, that the people that I thought were going to be able to afford it actually, you know, maybe more often than not can't afford it. And so financing really was definitely required. And if I didn't do the financing, then we really wouldn't be where we are today with the sales numbers. So I'm really happy that we did that and that we did all the integrations possible. So I'll probably be making a course on that separately, on how to integrate all the financing stuff into your website. It's definitely going to be part of my conversion rate optimization course. But overall, this is just a, you know, definitely a heads up. Get some financing on your website, especially if you sell high ticket products. And definitely promote it a lot. You have to promote the crap out of it. You have to get it all out there into all your marketing messages, put it all over your website, and talk about it a lot and link around to it and stuff like that. And one more tip is to actually create a financing page and provide step-by-step instructions on how to check out, because some people, especially if they're older, they might not have any idea how it works, and they might not want to figure it out on their own, you know, and they might just go to a different website that will actually explain it to them. So if you are interested in getting more sales through this stuff, give them step-by-step how-to instructions. Consider even recording a screen share video of yourself checking out on your website. That way they'll really have no questions, and you're not going to get any of those phone calls saying, hey, I want to order this product and I see you offer financing, but I have no idea how to use it. You're not going to get those, because if you link to your instructional page from all your, you know, product pages and stuff, it'll be really easy for them to figure that out on their own, right? And that's what it's all about, making the shopping experience easy, making it easy for them to get the financing they need to get the products that they want, and you know, making it a fun experience for the customer as well, right? So definitely take all this into mind and get out there and get some financing in your store if you don't already. And if you do, then make sure you get out there and promote it more than you are. And yeah, hopefully it boosts your sales. The only thing you have to be mindful of is your cash flow, because it takes a little bit longer to get paid out, and that little bit higher fee as well. So, but then again, you know, for a little bit extra fee and time, you can get a lot more sales, which in the long run will help you grow your business. So definitely recommend doing that. And as far as growing your business, definitely check out my other podcasts and YouTube videos about outsourcing and automation and scaling your business, because all those things matter. And financing is one big part of it. So with that said, I'll let you guys go. Definitely check out ecommerceparadise.com for courses and coaching and some cool merchandise. We'll see you out there.